Introduction. Men's fitness and health, then and now. During the Ice Age, it is said our ancestors had their numbers knocked down to less than 15,000 worldwide. We were an endangered species. The frozen world was a harsh and terrible place to live. We had to hunt for most of our food because of the sparse amount of plants that grew in these icy temperatures and conditions. We walked miles upon miles each day. We carried weapons, and in fact, we were hunted ourselves. At home, there were no modern conveniences. Everything that had to be moved was moved by hand. Everything that had to be made was made by hand. If you take away the vicious beasts like the saber-toothed cat, our biggest battle was against calories. We fought hard, every day, not to starve to death. This only slowly leveled off throughout the ages. When you stop and realize that the Industrial Revolution is only a little over 60 years old, it's really amazing. That said, our bodies have not yet adapted to the idea that food is plentiful. We went tens of thousands of years scraping the barrel. For the most part, if you weren't royalty or of nobility, it was hard to not be hungry throughout history. Also, before the advent of the Industrial Revolution, everything took so much work. While sometimes bulls and horses were used to do backbreaking work, there was still a full plate for us humans. It took our bodies and our energy to keep ourselves alive. There was no welfare or Walmart. If you didn't earn it, you didn't have it. And you also owned the consequences that go along with that. Now, fast forward to modern times. In this world, our bodies themselves have not changed a whole lot, but the needs have changed substantially. We are utilizing technology now more than ever, and for some things, like walking and running, have been relegated to a one-hour gym session or from the car to the couch. This new world may not have giant killer beasts in it like our ancestors fought, but there are monsters still. As a race, we battle killers like diabetes and cancer from our diets and environments. These diseases are taking lives on a daily basis, and much of the damage can be stopped through diet and exercise. Men's weight loss is not just about the pecs and the chiseled frame. Weight loss is about taking care of your body and having it running in tip-top shape. It's also taking full advantage of what your body is capable of. There will come a time when you get stiff and brittle. Father Time always wins that battle. Don't let that be in your mid-30s. This 30-day challenge will be tough, but it has the potential to change your life. Put in the effort, and you could find yourself in better physical condition than you thought possible.